I practically introduced them. No, you didn't.
I turned at the entrance to the children's section of the library to see my mother and Muriel in each other's faces, just past the magazine racks, voices raised above the hushed whisper of polite library conversation. Mom? Both of them startled, instantly stepping back and pasting on smiles. Honey, what are you doing here? I hooked a thumb over my shoulder. I brought Elise to get some books. What are you doing? Mom and Muriel walked over, but I couldn't help but catch the murderous glance Mom shot Muriel. Just doing some research for my next article. She put her hands on her hips, smile fading faster than Meatball licked up that ice cream spill.
Muriel is trying to tell me that she fixed you and Gannon up on a date. Is that true?
Muriel cut in.
That's not what I said, Paige. Yes, you did. No, I said I practically introduced them. They were at the barbecue place acting like they hated each other, and I pulled them onto the dance floor. Nature took over, and the rest is history.
Muriel did a little hip shimmy and eyebrow waggle that made my face flush. Mom dropped the argument and grinned.
They are pretty cute together, aren't they?
As if I wasn't standing right there.
So cute, Muriel gushed.
Nothing's cute about you two harpies making so much noise a man can't read his damn paper.
We all craned our necks to see Joseph, or was it John, Walter sitting in a club chair and glaring at us over his reading glasses. Those geriatric twins were the grumpiest men in town. Give Gannon another 40 years and he'd give them both a run for their money.
Oh, shut it, Walter, Muriel snapped.
You don't even know if I'm Joe or John, do you? Been nipping off that flask already, Muriel?
Mom gasped.
That is just downright rude, Joseph. And yes, I know it's you by the hair sprouting out of your ears when any self-respecting man would have trimmed it by now.
Joseph slammed his newspaper on the end table and stood up. It took him almost a whole minute, so the dramatic effect was a little lost due to his sloth-like movements. Once mostly upright, he pointed a finger at Mom. I moved closer. My mother wasn't always my favorite person, but I wouldn't let an old guy intimidate her just because he had a perpetual stick up his ass.
You're just bitchy because you know Paisley won't be giving you grandkids anytime soon.
My face scrunched up and my ovaries protested. It was one thing for Mom to say it, but even Joseph Walter was talking about my childbearing prospects? Was nothing too private for a small town?
You should be ashamed of yourself,
Muriel said, voice well above talking level.
You should be ashamed of your whole life,
Joseph shouted back, swinging his bushy eyebrowed glare on her instead of me.
You should be ashamed of that mothball-smelling tweed jacket.
You should be ashamed of that rat's nest hair.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you all to leave,
Haiti interrupted quietly from behind us. She had her librarian face on, and even Joseph shut his trap long enough to know she wasn't joking around. A giggle escaped my mouth, and Mom elbowing me in the side didn't help. I'd never been kicked out of the library before.